Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. Welcome to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. My website up there is weather.utexas.edu. It's Wednesday. It's the 19th day of October, 2022. Folks, a dry and stable fall-like weather pattern across the area. More than just fall-like, down to the mid-30s in some parts of Austin and South Central Texas earlier this morning. The LCRA Hydromet out at Jollyville, places like Dripping Springs, and off to the east a little bit over toward Elgin. I saw some mid and upper 30s being reported this morning. Brand new record out at Austin Bergstrom International Airport, down to 38 this morning. We broke the old record set, I think, on this day back in the 1970s. That was 42, so we beat it by 4 degrees out at Bergstrom. And, of course, Bergstrom on a cool and a clear morning will tend to be colder, of course, than Camp Mabry. Camp Mabry, more of an urban heat island site. So kind of keep the city's heat reflected there, while out at Bergstrom, being in that low-lying area out toward Onion Creek, tends to get a little bit colder. Now, as we look over the next couple of days, I think today and tonight, more of the same, plenty of sunshine, temperatures below seasonal averages. I'm liking it for a change. We're going to see a pretty radical change, though, by late tonight into tomorrow. What's going to happen is the surface high pressure area that came down over the area, the cooler surface high pressure, following the front a couple of nights ago, it's going to move east. And as it does so, with a clockwise wind flow around it, we're going to see our winds go more southerly, but perhaps more importantly, even more southwesterly. That's going to pick up the winds out of the southwest. It'll begin tomorrow. It'll pick up into the weekend. This is going to keep up all the way through Sunday and maybe into Monday as well. As a result, guess what? We're going to see much warmer temperatures. Between today's high, somewhere in the low and middle 70s, we'll see temperatures in the mid, maybe in the upper 80s by tomorrow, and we'll hold that and maybe get close to 90 by the weekend. Still plenty of sunshine, but just a quick recovery in temperatures. Our next storm system is a pretty strong storm system, especially with the northern U.S. and over parts of the Rockies by the end of the weekend and the first part of next week. As it moves eastward, we'll pull moisture back off the Gulf a little bit. Still a little bit of a southwest wind even on Sunday, but we'll pull enough moisture back for increased clouds early next week. I'd call for that cold front to go through sometime early Monday. It looks like we'll delay that now till Tuesday. But as it comes through, scattered showers and thunderstorms, particularly after daybreak on Monday into Monday night, I think it peaks on Tuesday as a series of cold fronts move through the area, and that'll bring cooler temperatures along with that chance of rain into Tuesday of next week. Hopefully by Tuesday night and Wednesday, we'll see the rain chances begin to diminish once again. I don't think it'll hang around too long. National Weather Service is suggesting upwards of maybe a half inch off to the east of Austin, closer to an inch of rainfall over the next 7-day period. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Wednesday, 19th day of October, 2022. I'll update my audio weather thoughts and the 7-day forecast, which is on the website. I'll do that again on Thursday morning. Have yourself a good Wednesday.